It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
They get you going. They get you going every day.
He looks worse than me. Way worse than me.
Toucher and Rich.
And I don't look good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. No!
It's the Bedford Boys.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in his chest.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. If you want to see a bunch of honks, go to twitch.tv. You can see the Bankroll Boys. They're brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings has a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. Download DraftKings now. Use code SPORTSHUB during sign-up and start feeling the sweat like never before. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. It's funny. I've mentioned this on the show before, but both Dan Lifshitz and Joe Murray are attending Nick's wedding, which is in the fall, and it's already a disaster. It's already poorly planned. Of course you don't think it is, because they're informing you of things that you have no idea about, which is what's interesting.
What are those things?
You're going to get more information just in time. All right. What have you been telling him? You've been teaching him. Since you've been here today.
When it comes to weddings, sometimes you don't, like, you're so busy that some things you don't think of.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is maybe check-in times for your guests. For example, I had a wedding. It was at 3 o'clock, and check-in was at 2. I didn't know that day. So I saw everybody walking in while I'm trying to get on the bus to go get married, you know? So just things to think about, you know? It's one of the last things you think about.
And one of the hotels that he had to stay in.
They decided not operational. They decided they're not going to be open that weekend.
Yep.
And so this is all very overwhelming to young Nicholas. He's absolutely furious.
Well, he's got nothing to worry about because he's going to be there the night before, and he's going to be there. You know what I mean? But his guests.
But you would think if you were getting married in the middle of nowhere, like truly a destination wedding. I mean, somewhere that.
Where,
like,
is it again? It's not Bar Harbor. It's
south of Booth Bay Harbor.
Booth Bay Harbor.
I do have an update. If you guys would like an update,
yes.
If you are planning on attending and you are going to go. Just informed, it's a two-night minimum. So you'll have no worries about checking in on the day of the wedding around the time, because you'll have been there the day before to check in.
Oh, is that it?
Yes.
Oh, boy. But Booth Bay has a ton of hotels, right?
No.
See, I thought they had at least like a dozen.
No.
Like, if you buy a dozen, you mean like three, then yes, a dozen. Like, we're it's slim pickings out there.
Yeah, it's really in the middle of nowhere. And now the guests, because everyone wants to go to Nick's wedding, the guests are, you suck it up because you go, all right, the kid's getting married. It's really a shame that he picked this place, but you say I have to get on it now, because if I don't do it now, there's only two hotels. How the hell am I gonna stay there?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now there's two-night minimums and this and that. I mean, really, really poor planning.
And then you don't want to miss a room, right? Whereas if the rooms are sold out, and then you get up there, what are you going to do?
Well, that's easily could happen. The rooms could be sold out.
Yep. And then, like, do you want to drive home 3.5 hours after a wedding?
No. I mean, that's just not safe.
I did that.
You could hit a moose.
I did that last year, driving back from, like, the middle of nowhere, New Hampshire. And it's brutal, dude. It's brutal to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe he did that because he really doesn't want everybody he invited to go.
Hmm. Oh, well, that's a good idea.
Like, that's kind of a, you know, a way of, you know, inviting, saying, hey, you know, I really wanted you to go, but I know that you can't, like, drive 3.5 hours to get where you want to, you know, to come. So I would totally understand it if you don't show up. It would save us money on the dinner and the food and the drinks.
Nick, did you do that so people wouldn't show up?
Yeah, thumbs down.
He says no. He says don't do him any more favors.
Maybe the 2-night minimum saves everything that we discussed today.
Yeah, it just saves us that money.
It's true. Now you've got another night of a hotel on.
And if you have kids, what do you do with your kids?
Yeah, you got 2 nights of babysitting now.
Well, I mean, you're going away on vacation at that point.
It's true. You might as well get a cabin down the road like I did.
Because you guys went Airbnb.
That's right.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, we're leaving the kids in the hotel. They're just going to sit and watch, I don't know, whatever. We'll put something on for them.
How many hotel rooms did you get?
We haven't booked it yet.
Oh, but well, but you better get on it.
Make a phone call today, Richard.
Yeah, I would do that ASAP.
October in Booth Bay?
Yes. Yeah.
Telling you right now, man. We called.
I know you want to defend Nick, but I'm really telling you that there's nowhere to stay. Like you, and they're not big hotels.
They have no cabs, by the way, either. No Uber, nothing.
Boy.
Yeah, you got to drive yourself. No ride shares at all.
Looked into all of this past weekend because
you have done so much planning. More planning than Nicholas.
What happens, you know?
Nicholas just saw they had like 2-for-1 Groupon.
Hey, this is why Joe Murray is a good friend. He's saving Nick a little bit right now.
You know, that's a good point. That's a good point. Joe could have kept quiet and yep. It would have been a disaster. But you know what? Joe is speaking up now with about 6 months to go before the wedding so Nick can get things together. Yep. Well done, Joe.
Thank you.
See, yeah, I'm looking right now, and there seems to be a ton. And it looks like, because I was getting nervous for a second, but and the average price is like $150 to $200 a night.
Okay, what's the name of the place that's $100?
That would be a neat looking place called the Tugboat Inn.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Go stay.
How about the Harbridge Inn, which is one of the nicer ones? That's only $222 a night. That's okay. A nice place.
Okay.
The Brunswick Hotel, that's $270 a night. The Snug Harbor and Captain Quarters, that's more expensive. That's
Snug Harbor.
Yeah, that's a little more expensive. The Best Western, fine, $140.
How far from the venue?
It says, I don't know, from Booth Bay Harbor Central, it's 4 miles.
So how are you going to get there? You going to drive?
Take a cab or I'll drive.
Yeah, you said there's no cabs.
There's no Ubers?
No Uber.
Well, I'll drive. Or Mary will drive. One of us just won't drink.
I mean, that's not ideal.
That defeats the purpose.
No. It would be nice, too. It would be great if we could get an Uber up there. That would be nice.
Yeah. But this doesn't sound like... just not well planned. That's all. I mean, it just isn't well planned.
I'm looking forward to hanging out with Mr. Jamelli.
Oh, yeah.
Nick, you screwed it all up. You should have let me do it. Nick. Yeah, I gave you all this money, and look at you screwed the pooch. Nick.
Well, Joe, you may have gotten to save the date, but you may have just gotten pushed down to a lower list. So you may have just talked your way out of that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help him.
It's wonderful.
I'm glad
great
Rich
advice.
Looked it up.
But the thing is Nick is the type of personality that doesn't take like this and go, oh, thank you. If Joe would have said all this to me, I would have said, oh, my God, thank you.
Nick's back there swearing up a storm.
Yeah.
You know.
So my whole strategy with it would have been, I swear to God, I would have been, thank you. All right. And I would have called my wife and I would have said, all right, here's the situation. There's no rides anywhere. The hotel, there's barely anywhere to stay. They're having these 2-night minimums. Let's go. How are we going to, what can we do? Let's talk to the hotel. Let's get this going. And I would have been appreciative. But what Nick does is he doesn't want to hear it. He doesn't want to hear bad news. So he gets pissed off. That he doesn't want to hear.
I mean, I can understand being frustrated. Like,
well, you're frustrated, but don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah, I mean, I know Joe's just trying to be a good guy.
But I would take what Joe's saying, and I would be very appreciative of it.
I mean, Dan, you got an Airbnb. We talked about it.
We did.
But you guys have to drive now.
Yeah.
I already knew that part.
Not too far away.
Yeah.
But, you know, at least we get 2 nights. We can get there
even
early.
Turning on that ignition is too far.
We're saving a few bucks.
My wife is driving. She's not drinking, so we already talked about it.
There you go.
I'm good.
There you go. I mean, you got to be. I think we got a hotel where we got a room where the wedding is. I think because my wife was like, we have to get a room immediately.
Thumbs up in the back for you.
Yeah, my wife was like, we have to get a room immediately because if we don't, we're never going to be able to stay anywhere.
Well, the good news is there's plenty of places to stay that are near it. Like, there's tons of hotel rooms. There really are. There's a lot. In October, it's not going to be slam-packed as well. So if you book now, at least there's tons of places to stay. So no shortage. And they're not expensive either, so splurge on the extra night.
So what did you? Why did you guys see that there was no hotel rooms?
I called a couple of places, and one of them said that they weren't open that weekend. And then when we called, they said it was a two-night minimum. We got the rate, and we were like, oof. And then we looked on Airbnb, and we saw that we could save some money by just being a few miles away.
So you got a place.
I got
Well, they got Airbnb.
Why are you bitching? You got a place.
No, I got an Airbnb. I'm telling them... When it comes to these weddings, man, like
why is everyone bitching?
What
it's
about
Nick's
people
day.
Don't get a two-night check-in?
It's our job to deal with it. Let Nick's getting married. Don't bother Nick. He's got his thing going.
It's his wedding.
It's 6 months away. What do you mean? It's his day. It's 6 months away.
They got enough.
We're trying to help him. Six
Nick's
months
gonna
out.
Have another heart attack and his heart's gonna explode if we bother him anymore with it. We can figure it out. Everyone can figure it out.
He's fine. He's dealing with bathroom issues. This is like a minor detail right now.
Nick shouldn't deal with this?
Yeah.
This is exactly what Nick should deal with. This is exactly his problem.
He should make sure that everyone's able to find their own hotel.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, there's plenty of them. Find your hotel. What, are you incompetent and never booked a trip before? Find a hotel. There's plenty of them.
He should be...
Get them.
When you throw a wedding, the wedding should be that you are... That everything is taken care of and it's as smooth for people as possible.
No, it's here's my wedding. Here's the information of stuff that's going on and places you can stay. We'd love to have you. That's where it ends. You don't have to make sure everyone... What, are you supposed to stand there and hand the key to them and make sure they get into their room? No,
but you should have transportation to and from the wedding if there's if people aren't staying on property and it's a destination wedding.
No,
absolutely.
You're not responsible for that.
You absolutely... As someone who just got married 2 years ago, you absolutely are.
Bus go from the venue to
me
the
too.
Calhoun, damn it.
Me too. I mean, you absolutely are responsible for transportation.
That wherever you're staying, Nick is responsible for having a bus go and pick you
he
up
should,
or a car.
Yes. He should have it's a destination wedding, yes, he should have transportation to and from the wedding. Well, if it was in Rosendale, then he doesn't have to do that. But if it's a destination wedding, he absolutely has
it's
to.
It's in a touristy town in Maine where there's plenty of hotels. And by the way, the fact that there's not going to be any Ubers up there is insane. Of course there's going to be people driving Uber. On a weekend up there when there's weddings, there's money to be made.
Well, Dan, where Dan lives in York, dude, like... I've gone up there. I've tried finding an Uber before.
You can't get an Uber in New Hampshire.
You can't get an Uber in Tennessee.
York is not a place that holds weddings at a touristy town
in
Maine.
That's exactly why I went to York. I went to multiple weddings.
You're wrong about that.
Three destinations.
So you're telling me there's going to be no one driving any Ubers. And even if there isn't anyone driving any Ubers, well, then find a way.
Now if they're listening, they're going to show up to Booth Barber for the day, you know?
He's responsible for everyone having a good time. That's the responsibility. It's why you have a wedding.
Joe, can I make a proposal?
They don't have a wedding.
Can I make a proposal
here? You take care of the booze. You take care of the food. You get everything booked. You have the event. And you say, see you there.
Shouldn't there be an agreement with one or two hotels in the area where you get a discount if you stay there because of the proximity?
I've been
to weddings where you say, okay, here's a promo code. Yeah. Call up the hotel. They'll discount you $50 a night, and you'll be fine. I mean, a lot of weddings that you go to do this. What's that?
But yeah, and sometimes places offer that. But the transportation to wherever you're staying, that's insane.
I've never been to a wedding that was a destination wedding that didn't have transportation to it.
I've never been to a wedding where somebody was going to pick me up if I was staying off property. Never.
Besides my wedding, what you've been to Jimmy's wedding that was a destination wedding, I guarantee you he had a block of hotel rooms. I know I had a block of hotel rooms.
That's the deal.
And you stayed on the property.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
I've been to plenty destination weddings. And okay. I've never, had transportation pick me up.
But they had an opportunity to stay on property as part of the wedding. Part of the wedding.
Which I believe you still can stay on property. You are staying on property, Fred. So
but it's a small hotel. And some people can't afford to stay on property, Rich.
Okay.
So people can't afford to pay
for a car to pick up wherever anyone's staying? No, that's crazy.
I think that there should be transportation. What do you guys think?
I got married 2 years ago, and we had three hotels that people were staying at because one of the hotels ended up getting sold out quicker than we thought it would. We had rides from all three hotels.
We had transportation as well.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a destination one.
Yeah, mine was a little different. We got married at the Royal Sonesta next to the Museum of Science. Yeah. But we had reserved a block of rooms in that hotel for people to stay if they wanted to for a discount.
I mean, all I'm saying is that this is he's made it a headache for people. That's all. I mean, that's what he's done.
If Britt's listening, I think you're great. I think you're doing a great job.
Oh, it's great they're getting married, and it's great all these people want to go to the wedding, but, I mean, it's really a pain in the ass.
I mean, I wouldn't miss it. I'm just saying.
We'll all be there.
It's just a disaster.
It's exactly what you thought Nick's wedding would be. It's a completely unplanned disaster. It's exactly what it is.
We're all a bunch of blobs. We can't do anything our own.
Well, obviously you can because you are the defender.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to book a hotel room and I'm going to find my way there.
Because any moron can do that. I'm not going to bug Nick on his wedding day. Joe, John, and I are just stupid idiots.
Yeah, if you're complaining about not being able to find the hotel, find a hotel when there's plenty of them there.
Super rich.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Not super. No, it's the opposite. You are. It's that you guys can't do what a normal basic human being can do.
Well, he came in
this morning and said there's no hotel rooms. I looked up and there's like 20 of them.
They have rooms. There was no hotel that they would stay in that they could afford.
Oh, well, they're like, I'm looking at like $150.
Yes, and they're
resorts
dumps
that are $200. There's a resort that's $200.
Because it says resort doesn't mean it's not a dump.
Look at the pictures. It looks nice. I'm sorry that they don't have a Ritz-Carlton there for you guys to stay at. But, I mean, Booth Bay Harbor is as good as you're going to get.
Well, they wouldn't be able to afford a Ritz-Carlton.
Look at Nick clapping in the background. I got you back there, Nick.
Of course you got his back, buddy.
Incompetent.
You got everyone's back. All right. Well, listen, we will get down to gambling because save your money. You better start winning if you want to go to Nick's wedding.
That's
you
a good point.
Winning these
Advice
bets.
Has never been more key than now.
And I'm in the black finally, thanks to the
back
row.
I'm $100.
All right. So we will figure out how everyone's gambling, and maybe Nick can get it together here in the next few months. All right. So we'll be right back.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Toucher and Rich.
That's got to be a soul-killing exercise.
98.5 The Sports Home.
We are Toucher and Rich. People are saying Booth Bay Booth Bay is awesome in the fall. I don't doubt it.
It's peeping season.
Peeping. I can go out there and get myself nice pictures of ladies in the underwear.
All right. So the Bankroll Boys are in here. Dan Lipschitz, Joe Murray. And they need to start winning now. All right. This is interesting. So betting on the draft, it's a little confusing this year in terms of how to bet on the draft, where to bet on the draft. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, Dan, get into that.
Yeah, so, I mean, one of the biggest problems that people are having right now is that there are no places to bet on the draft. That means not with your local corner bookie guy. That means not with these major books. In fact, I think that, you know, Bet Online is taking props on, you know, a few places, and DraftKings honestly has the best selection, and they have about 10, 15 guys on over-unders, and, you know, there's, you know, some props, you know, first running back for, you know, they're taking some, you know, a larger share of the market than most people are. But for the most part, people are having trouble getting anything of substance down. Like, I'm talking guys who bet, you know, maybe $4,000 or $5,000 in a position, and you know, people are having trouble getting anything down because no one is taking bets on any of this stuff this year. When last year, because we didn't have sports, it was one of the most heavily bet markets of 2020.
Mm. Why are they taking bets on this? Like, what's the reasoning behind that?
So there isn't a real defined reason, but basically, from what I can understand, it's that they got killed last year.
Well, the pandemic. Oh, okay. The pandemic, right? I mean, things were all virtual.
Yeah.
So, and there was nothing to bet on. So let's bet on the draft, right?
I still can't
right.
believe you can bet on the draft because somebody knows who's being picked third.
Well, that's why there's limits on it, but the limits are crazy low, right? Because, like, obviously, I would imagine you can't bet on Trevor Lawrence being the first pick.
It's minus 4,000.
I mean, you can, but it's stupid. Like, it's not worth even, you know, it's $4,000 to win $100. Not worth it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's silly, but in terms of just actuality, be able to get anything of substance down, like, for instance, trying to bet Mac Jones right now is minus 190 to be a third overall pick. If I really wanted to try, I could probably do, like, DraftKings, Bet Online, maybe find, like, one or two locals. I could probably get, like, a couple grand down. Last year, one book is taking a couple grand itself. And so the problem is that there's no real limits out there. And I'll tell you, one of the big local books has basically cut all their limits, like $200. They're not even posting, you know, some props some days. Like, you know, this is one of the big, like, big local skins is what they call it. And, like, they're basically not even taking anything. So it's crazy. DraftKings luckily is doing it. But again, in Massachusetts, how can I bet on DraftKings? Yeah. I have to drive up to New Hampshire, which I will gladly do. And I don't mind doing. I'm just saying, like, you're only betting DraftKings in states that are legalized. So we're even talking about even a smaller market because people have to go to a legalized state where DraftKings actually has a license.
Well,
if
you are betting, that the one thing that you can put money on that I find the most interesting is the who will be the third overall pick in the 2021 draft, because despite what just seems like a complete lack of logic, there is so much smoke day after day after day after day that Mac Jones is going to go third, which is just, I mean, it seems insane, but everyone's saying it's going to happen. And I'm looking at your odds that you guys sent, and sure enough, Mac Jones, the favorite to go third, minus 190 with Justin Fields right after it at plus 120. And then it goes Trey Lance, Zach Wilson in that order.
That is a strange... I find it intriguing because Justin Fields isn't that crazy
to go third.
To go third.
So, but
and
I mean,
Lance is, yeah. and that's interesting to me.
Yeah, and that's why I see the value. I see the value in Trey Lance.
So you would put money on Trey Lance for third?
I think Trey Lance is going to be the third pick to the 49ers.
I think it's not out of the realm of possibility as well.
Plus 500.
I think that's more likely than Justin Fields. That's why I find this. I'm glad you brought it up, Rich, because I do find Zach Wilson's going to the Jets, so whatever with that. Obviously, 2,500, we don't care anyway. But I'm with you, Joe. Trey Lance very well could be the third pick in the draft. Plus 500 is an interesting wager.
Yeah. Which FanDuel right now is a prop bet. Mac Jones over 3.5. You can get that at plus 200 right now.
See, I think that is a much better bet than trying
to. That's a great one.
There you go.
It's a much, much better value. If you want to talk about value, yeah. Trey Lance at 500 is a terrible value compared to Mac Jones over 3.5, because now you're getting a combination of Fields and Lance at that position at 2-1 instead of 2-1.
Well, Lance is just, you're trying to win the lottery. Like, Lance is just, I'm going to put a little bit of money down, try to win the lottery. Exactly. I'm not going to put $1,000 on Lance going third, but if I wanted to put a little bit of money, maybe hit something and get a big payout. Mm-hmm. But you're right. I mean, the way smarter bet, much more likely to happen, is you get Jones because you're taking the field at three.
Yep. Yeah. A prop bet on Bet Online over under Trey Lance 6.5 picks.
So this opened 7.5, and I actually was one of the only bets I was actually able to get anything down on. And I got like less than a grand on, but I couldn't get any. You can't get anything down on these. And I got under 7.5. It opened 7.5, and it moved. It moved drastically. I mean, everyone jumped on it. Like,
in this case, someone's going to have to trade up, I think.
Remind me, who's picking seventh again?
Detroit.
Detroit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Is word that Detroit is open if Fields or Lance falls to 7 to take a quarterback. Take that for what it's worth, but there's talk of everything.
Well, interesting.
The other thing about the Lance 6.5 now is you're seeing there are some books that have it in the minus 105 on minus 120 lane range, but a lot of them, Trey Lance over 6.5 is hitting towards plus 140, plus 160. So it's bouncing in, you know, in that 1.5 range. Like, I think that, you know, if you can find a good 7.5 price, it's not a terrible idea to, you know, play for the home run, and hopefully he gets taken 7. Maybe Detroit trades down and you're going over 6.5 and under 7.5 if you could find a realistic price on that.
And Detroit's new GM, I guess, is where he's been. He has a history of doing that, of trading down in the draft.
Yeah. And just a couple of things. I know we did some draft stuff, but the Red Sox, as you guys know, have won 9 in a row. I just wanted to throw this in here. They're going for 10 today. Garrett Richards is on the mound, plus 130. They have a chance for a sweep, John. What do you think?
I don't think there's a chance in hell Garrett Richards wins today.
You don't think he could help them whatsoever? Like, the team could get behind him and win 10 in a row?
The team could certainly get behind him, but, I mean, I don't like Garrett Richards as a pitcher at all. I think he's been very fortunate with some good offensive support. But, I mean, the hitting has to come to an end at some point. I don't think they'll win today.
I think their hitting struggled and they've played well. Like, guys haven't got hot yet. Kiki Hernandez hasn't got hot yet.
I know, but the problem is those 2, 3, 4, 5 hitters have, and Christian Vasquez up until the last couple of days was hitting about 360.
Yep.
So, I mean, the middle of the order is carrying this team.
Red Sox need 70 more wins to get that win total this year.
Yeah, baby.
I'm going to do a countdown, man.
Okay.
Yeah, baby. I got that over, baby.
All right, they'll hit that in about, 75 days? Is that what we're going
to do? We could, Rich.
They're going to be 72-3.
And just one other thing.
Minnesota, a huge favorite today.
Dan really tried to calm me down this weekend. I'm not excited about the Celtics, but they've won 4 in a row. They play in L.A. tonight without
six
Kobe.
Of the last 7.
And
yeah.
Davis.
LeBron.
They're Kobe. Sorry,
they're not
without
winning.
Kobe. Without Kobe too, right? He's not playing. But yeah,
can we just be honest here? They're not winning anything. Like Joe and I had
they're
a discussion
hot
on Saturday.
All I'm telling you is they're
Dan's
hot.
Are they pissed because I said they were going to win more in the second half in the first half?
Are Rich, you turning to Jared Karavis? Rich, they're still like 500 in the second half. Cool your Jets. I mean, really, they're not that great of a team. Listen, Evan Fournier is fine. Okay, Rich, how about this? I'll bet you any amount of money you want. Name the amount that the Celtics will not win a game against the Nets. If they face the Nets in the playoffs, they will not win a game.
So it has to be in the playoffs?
In the playoffs.
Okay. Well, I mean, they won't win one game?
I don't think they have a... I don't even think they beat Philly maybe one game. I mean, really, their best win of the season is against Denver without Jamal Murray.
Trailblazers is a pretty good win.
Beat the Clippers with Kawhi and Paul George.
They're also playing better defense. 8-2 last 10.
Kawhi was out when they beat the Clippers.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Kawhi was out. On me. I thought Kawhi played that. There is an amazing Sean Grandy stat that came out last night, which is phenomenal. And that was, by the way, the way he writes it, it's the way he talks. He writes his tweets the way he talks on the radio. If it seems like the Celtics have been a good second half team since the All-Star break, they haven't been. They've been the best second-half team in the NBA since the break. And by the way, you take a look at it, and they have gone from being like 23rd in offense and like 28th in defense, and now, composite of the two of them, they are first in the league in the second half since the All-Star break.
True.
Listen, who knows whether or not this is sustainable, but the one thing we do know is they're playing with a different attitude, and it all is on the defense. Take a look at what they're able to do, and they're actually trying. Well, and on top of that,
they've been hitting unders.
8-2, baby, last 10. But it went over the other night. Obviously, it's a Portland game. And just one last thing I wanted to mention. The Taylor Hall trade for the Bruins, they went from plus 2,000 to plus 1,400 to win the Cup.
Mm. Very good. All right, let's do the degenerate special. It hit last week.
It did. It hit again. We've had a couple weeks in a row now. I'm back in the black.
This week we'll go back to South Korea. We'll do South Korean soccer on, I believe, it's Saturday morning at 6 a.m., so Joe and I will be up for this. Gwangju FC taking on Pohang. We are going over 2.5 in this one.
Okay, let's go over 2.5. No one knows South Korean soccer better than you, Lifshat. So let's put $200 on Pohang and Gwangju. Whatever other team.
It's one night at the Queen's Queef Inn at Rinne Twenty.
No, the tugboat inn.
Believe me. All right. Very good. You better hit it. All right.
Say it again. Queens, queen, queen.
The queen's queen.
Queen.
Queen. All right. Listen. Queen. I listen to the show every Saturday morning, 7 to 9. I am in the car. In fact, my weekends are just Joe Murray Central.
Oh, that must be. How do you like that? I love it.
You're on with, the kid from Felger and Maz last week. You're on sometimes with the guy from the hip-hop stage, Leroy.
Yeah.
The guy who freestyles, as he calls it all the time.
Tommy from Lynn, right.
He made you guys very nervous last time, or someone on the show very nervous because he was going to swear.
Yes.
So there you go. The Over-Under 98.5 show, 7 to 9 on Saturdays. The podcast available on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app and at 98.5thesportshub.com. If you're listening to them, you're like me. We're having a shared experience. We will be right back. Here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
Talking about the game is no game.
You were listening, you were enjoying the talk.
Toucher and Rich.
That's wordplay, my friends.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. John Wallach in his headlines has been mentioning that some Patriots are said to have not attend voluntary mini camp. And release a statement, like a joint statement.
Yeah. We, the players of the... That's the same thing that the Seattle Seahawks did and some other teams.
But what's funny is this is turning into a soap opera where you can see the ending from a mile away, and it's cringe-inducing. And, John, the Patriots released a statement, too.
Yes, but what I found very strange was it wasn't from all of the players. It was just from some of them, which is very, very weird. I would assume the, and we discussed this a little bit yesterday, I would assume the players that aren't making any money will say, you know what, we're showing up, we're gonna be there in person, we're making our money, we're hitting our workout bonuses and all that stuff. The players' union has never been all in on anything. And until they do, they're not going to make a dent in whatever policy they're protesting.
Pro Football Talk has an article which... is pretty much goes along with what I was saying yesterday, is that I guess the NFL wants this. They're like, sure, yeah, go ahead and try. And according to Pro Football Talk, per source with knowledge of the situation, players have already asked teams if they will be permitted to participate in the offseason program, even if their teammates boycott. A source predicted there will be no unity and it's going to backfire horribly. The union could try to use this as a rallying cry to encourage unity. Before there's a rallying cry, however, there needs to be something around which to rally. What exactly is the NFLPA rallying around? Ostensibly, the boycott flows from concerns about the pandemic. Unless players plan to work out nowhere between now and training camp, however, they will be working out somewhere. NFL teams showed last year during the season that, for the most part, they can provide a workplace with minimal COVID-19 outbreaks. Likewise,
Injuries that happen at the team facilities are covered. Players who get hurt at Planet Fitness or at a high school practice field can be placed on the non-football injury list and not paid. Also, to the extent that the players are concerned about COVID-19, there's a big difference between last year and this year. The problem is that there are too many varying reasons for the attempted boycott. Some, like NFLPA President J.C. Treader, want no off-season program of any kind in any year, regardless of the pandemic. Others want to use the threat of a boycott as leverage for a concession from the league. Still others, per source with knowledge of the thinkings, are simply pissed off about the perception that the league always gets whatever it wants. So these guys really are rallying around nothing. And then the article goes on to mention what we talked about yesterday, which is that all these undrafted free agents are going to go show up to camp and they are going to make the 53-man roster. And the guys, again, that are veterans that were on the team last year that don't show up are not going to make the team. So the league is saying, sure. And this is why the players union is so dumb. They're rallying around, like they said, nothing. There's no united plan for this. The players know they want something, but they don't know what it is. Or they don't want voluntary workouts at all, which they're never going to get. And so they can't get out of their own way. Oh, boy, is it a bad union.
Have any players spoken out against these statements that the players are making?
They're not going to do it publicly. Well, no, what they do is go behind their backs.
First of all, there are only five teams that are on board with this. And that's, I don't have to tell anyone, a wild minority of teams. Now, there might be other teams that step up and go, okay, by Monday, we'll join in. But it won't be all of them. And I go back to when the NFL players ratified the new collective bargaining agreement. There are about 1,980 players that voted on this. A little over 1,000 said yes. 960 said no.
Do you think, Rich, that they're concerned that their concern is COVID?
That these players are? Listen, it's their words. They say it is.
You believe that?
I believe what they're saying.
You
Why
think
would I
that
have
they
any reason to not believe it?
Because everything that is being reported about it is that it has nothing to do with COVID, and to work out at a facility is safer than working out on their own.
See, I don't know what's being reported on. I just know what they're
saying. I just read you what's being reported on it. I just literally just came out of my mouth.
And they're saying that it's not COVID?
Yes, they're saying that it's not COVID. That they're one of the people from the Players Association wants no voluntary workouts in any situation, regardless of COVID or not. That some of the players are just pissed.
Both. I think it can be both. I think don't like having workouts, but
Where are they going to work out then?
On their own, like they did last year.
Yeah, but they still have to go work out somewhere.
Listen, you asked me whether I believe it's COVID.
Yes, and then I'm asking you the reasoning for that belief. I'm asking you to defend your opinion.
The players are saying it's COVID.
So you just take it on face value. But then I give you all this other evidence, and you say it doesn't sway you. So you are unwilling to be swayed.
The words of the people who are saying it.
Okay, so where are they going to work out then?
I don't know. You asked me whether I believe
Are they safer, at a facility that the team has or at a gym in their neighborhood?
Now you're arguing with their logic, not whether or not they believe it's COVID.
No. Well, the logic would state if they're more likely to get COVID at their neighborhood gym that COVID's not the reason.
Well, a lot of people worked out at home.
Well, I'll tell you this. 99% of the league doesn't have a home gym that's sufficient to train for the NFL. The very, very rich do. The guys that are going to be struggling to make the 53-man roster, which is the majority of the NFL, do not live in palaces with a home gym sufficient enough to train for the NFL.
You see, I believe it has nothing. I actually believe this has nothing to do with COVID. Players have never wanted to attend organized team activities ever. Especially now. They want to do this at home. They got a taste of it last year. Everyone was virtual last year. And the
virtual until they all got together.
Right. Brady led practices, whatnot. But that was on their own time, doing it their own
speed. Oh, yeah, Brady loves it. Because Brady says, I don't have to go into the facility.
Right. So come to my backyard. We'll do it here. A local park, yeah, 5 minutes from my house.
I get to run it myself. Exactly.
I don't have to go to a facility. I don't have to travel anywhere. I mean, or if I do, it's because I want to be there. I think players found out what it's like to be away from the team facility last summer, Rich, and they enjoyed the hell out of it. And they're like, "What? Why would we go back in here? We got a taste of doing stuff on our own, and it didn't seem to damage us too badly last year. So let's try and work this in this year." I mean, the big question is, do you believe the players?
Let me ask you this, because I mean, you're probably right. It's a double benefit to those guys. But why is there a big problem if both sides seem to agree that this is what they want to do?
No, the teams don't like it. The teams want them in there.
Teams want them in there. That's the item of contention. The players went to the teams and said, we want it all virtual again this year because it worked so well for us last year. And the team's like, no. No, exactly. We want you all to come in. So now you have to make a decision whether or not you believe the players. Do they believe it has anything to do with COVID, or do you believe, like I do, that it has nothing to do with COVID? No, they just don't want to report.
It's this idea that some players have that the NFL always bends them over, so they're going to try to fight half-assed wise, and it's going to fail, and it's going to be yet another failure for the union, and it's going to end up biting him in the ass again.
That's the bigger story out of all of this.
The union is not unified at all. I was just curious about Rich believing it's COVID because it's an odd belief to have.
I'm just saying that's what they're saying.
I'm aware of what they're saying, and they're lying. But what the thing is they're using COVID as a negotiating ploy to get something that they want. And what's going to happen is it's not going to work. And the Patriots said as much. They released a statement saying we're looking forward to having many of our players.
That's the thing.
And I'll tell you what, if I'm a fringe guy and they're bringing in undrafted free agents and the undrafted free agents are going to come in and I'm an undrafted free agent, I'm not in the players union. I'm an undrafted free agent. I'm coming in. Guess who gets my job? The undrafted free agent. Again, the NFL Players Association just flailing and failing and doing everything wrong.
You release a statement like that, just Patriots specific, you release a statement like that, it carries no weight. You're either all in or you're all out.
Nope.
It doesn't say many of our players won't show up. That does not send the right message.
And the players that won't show up are the players that have pensions and guaranteed contracts and everything else under the sun. So fantastic. But everyone else, again, the union is bends to only its highest paid performers when in the NFL, the average career is what, 2 years? Your average pay
depends
is like $500,000.
But yeah.
I mean, these guys don't have any money. And these guys have to go and they have to fight for their jobs. Because the difference between an undrafted free agent that they're going to come in that's going to be a four-string running back and do special teams, and the guy that they already have on the roster is the guy that's undrafted is cheaper. That's the difference. And so that guy's going to make the team. I mean, it sucks to be in that union because I'd like to root for the union. You don't want to root for the billionaires. The billionaires are the bad guys in this story.
Oh, I'm rooting like being...
you want to root for the players.
I hate
but
them.
Jesus, I mean, can you do something not so see-through? I mean, my God. I mean, you're so concerned about it. I mean, what are we all, idiots? What do you think? The NFL's like, well, they got a really good point. Get out of here with that. And God help you if you get hurt. God help you if you're... See, the guys in Tampa Bay that all get together, it's a fun time. They get hurt, they're guaranteed contracts. The team's not going to punish them. It's the schlub that's going out there, you know, working out at some college facility that's going to go tear his ACL and then be out of football and not even be able to pay for the surgery because it happened on someone else's property. I mean, talk about a day late and a dollar short. Last year, it made sense. This year, get out of here with that nonsense.
I just want to see if there's more guys like Rob Gronkowski who will change shirts and do all those workouts in one day when sending in videos to make it look like he did it in 10 different days.
See, it's great when Rob Gronkowski does it, but when the next Bolden does it, it's not so funny. That guy's got to be there. That guy's got to show that he wants to know. Vic, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up, Vic?
This is just so frustrating that the players are even fighting this. I mean, half of America is going to be told to go back to work mid-May, and we don't want to test at work, and the shots are going to be available now. There's no reason for them not to be able to show up for work.
Well, that's what's frustrating about it is it's so inherently see-through. I mean, go get vaccinated if you're so concerned about it. But they're not even concerned enough to get vaccinated. Is the thing. It's just such a slap in the face to everyone. Ben, go ahead.
Yeah, so my only point is, it's kind of, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth. I don't want to speak for Rich, but you asked him why you believe it. And my counter to that would be, how is it helpful for them to lie about the purpose of their doing it? If the long-term goal is to not attend these practices and not to have them in the first place, it doesn't help in the long term for something that's not going to be around next year.
Oh, yeah, it does. Oh, it absolutely does. It sets a precedent. It absolutely does. This is the exact time.
For what? Because they're in the middle of a pandemic?
Yes.
They weren't allowed to come?
No, listen to me. It doesn't make sense because it's wrong. But what they're trying to do is to use the pandemic as leverage to start not having these voluntary workouts.
See, it worked out fine. It worked, regardless of the reason we didn't show up, it worked out fine. Why can't we just continue it the way it is?
What about that? Don't you understand? They liked it last year. They want to do it again this year, and then they're going to want to do it again next year. What's so hard to understand about that? Well, that was a stupid phone call. Jesus. Why are they using it now? It's called opportunity. It knocks. My God.
Yeah.
Why are they using it? Because they can.
I just got to be honest. I can't get fired up about this. Like, this is one of those things where just like...
Abject stupidity is frustrating to me. From a union, and I want to root against the billionaires, but when the union is this dumb in this stupid COVID nonsense that they're using, really pisses me off. Because if I was I just picture being a poor guy in that union going, all right, well, we can't win for losing. It's the Russell Wilson of unions. All right, Rich, what's coming up?
All right, somebody somewhere lived a dream I know of mine and possibly of every red-blooded American.
All right, we will have that for you in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at Awaken180WeightLoss.com.